Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Chris Davis, who's president of the World Floor Covering Association. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kent. How are you?
I'm good. I think I'm talking to you down in Austin, Texas today.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. How's the weather in Austin?
Not too bad. They just had a little bit of rain.
Yeah. How's the economy in Austin?
It's probably the same it is everywhere else right now. We're all looking to see where it is.
That's right. Well, anyway, I'm glad you agreed to be with us this morning because I wanted to talk to you about some pretty exciting news that you have. You have just, I guess, published, and it's out, I guess, soon to be out in distribution, a brand new consumer magazine called Beautiful Floors, right?
It's Beautiful Flooring.
Beautiful,
yes, sir.
All right, great. Well, why don't you tell me, Chris, about, you know, a little bit about who's putting that together and how it'll be distributed?
Sure. Beautiful Flooring is was an idea of one of my staff members, okay, who had begun some conversations almost 2 years ago with some people at Meredith Publications. Meredith is the largest publisher of special interest publications and consumer magazines directed to women. So these guys really do know their customer very well.
But the premier one's Better Homes and Gardens, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're known for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the flagship is Better Homes and Gardens.
Right.
So we started talking to them about putting together something that was the first, which is something no one had ever done, and that is a magazine devoted to flooring that would have national distribution across the U.S. And that was our main consideration, was that we not only wanted to have a beautiful magazine, but we also wanted it to get distributed. So they have published on newsstands October 28th will be a publication called Beautiful Flooring, which we helped Meredith put together. And I'm looking at a copy right now, so I can actually refer to it. It is
okay. Outstanding.
I mean, if I do say so myself, it's of their standard high quality.
Let me reflect what you just told me. This is a consumer magazine about flooring. It's got all flooring. I mean, we're not just talking about one type. It's got every type of floor in it, or it's featured in there. And the purpose of it is to, as any shelter magazine, is to give the homeowner some ideas about what she might be able to do with her floors. Is that
exactly
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Except
okay.
This one is all flooring.
Okay. All flooring.
And where there's been a lot of remodeling magazines about different aspects of the home,
yeah. This
is the first time one of these has been put out that is just purely targeted to flooring.
Uh-huh. And when they, obviously, I know the magazine business a little bit. When they print something, they usually like to go ahead and print them all. How many of these did they print?
350,000 to 400,000.
Okay. All right. So you're gonna get 350. Where are they going to be distributed?
Basically through the network of newsstand distribution that Meredith has set up for all of their publications. This will be in every pharmacy, every major grocery store, every newsstand, Home Depot, you name it, it'll be there.
That's unbelievable. So, and you say it hits the streets on the 28th. If somebody wants to get a copy of it, they just need to go to their pharmacist, is that right?
Yep. Okay. The usual place they would go to a newsstand, and it's very likely to be there.
Okay, very interesting. You say you're holding one. How many pages is it?
Let me tell you exactly. It is 120 pages, 124 with covers.
That's a big size book. Is it interesting to read?
Yeah, I think it's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing is it's very true to its title. The title is Beautiful Flooring, and the photography is outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Even the ads are gorgeous, and we're very proud. It covers wood, laminate, carpet, stone, tile, vinyl, and we have a green section. And it is very similar to what we're doing with our website. What we're trying to do here is just provide basic information to somebody who's thinking about putting a floor in their home as to the pros and cons of different types of floor covering and what would be appropriate. And so it's geared a lot towards lifestyle considerations. It very effectively does what it designers that have come in and given some little expert advice and tips that they feel are important to know about, and some little case studies. But it's primarily a very heavy on photography.
That's good.
Extremely well done. And there's lots of charts, pros, cons, care, cost on different types of flooring. The little charts and graphs and information on floor care and question and answers about that.
You know, in the role you play where you've got to be, you can't be biased for one flooring versus another.
That's correct.
I mean, you certainly couldn't put together those charts. How in the world did they get those charts together? You know, who is the resource on doing all that?
Well, actually, you know, we have a technical staff, too. But we obviously don't sell Meredith short when it comes to hiring experts. Yeah. They know the right people to talk to, but we fact-checked everything in here.
Okay.
And went over it with a fine-tooth comb to make sure that just, you know, that there was accurate and appropriate information in here.
Now, is this magazine going to be available on the, can you go to a website and find it there? Or?
You know, that's a good question. Probably not initially. This will have a shelf life of about 4 or 5 months.
Okay. All right.
And once it's pulled off, I'm sure that Meredith won't mind us putting it on our website. But probably, you know, they don't want us to hurt the magazine sales, so they're probably going to not allow us to do that before then.
Yeah. I can imagine some people listen to this interview and say, I got to get one of those.
Well, and they should. I think they'll be very blown away by... especially considering it's a first effort, it is up to the quality and standard of everything else that Meredith does. I mean, the photography is gorgeous, the information is accurate and timely, and we've got, I think, a real nice, attractive layout that will be very appealing to the consumer that this is targeted to.
Well, kudos to you, actually, for being able to pull this off, because, you know, I actually read some research, I think, that was done by Hearst. I think Hearst, you know, is not quite as big as Meredith in the Shelter books, but still another big player. And they were saying that statistically, women make a lot of their decorating decisions. Up to 70% of their decorating decisions come from Shelter magazines. So I think this is probably going to be very effective.
I have similar research.
Yep.
And ours is even more biased towards these types of publications, which is one of the reasons why we did this. This is like a regular primer on flooring. This is a great resource. Mm-hmm. And we our board was so impressed with it that they voted to keep going. We're going to come out with another one in May.
Okay. And as far as, I'm sure there's endemic and non-endemic advertising?
Well, I'm not sure what that means.
Well, I mean, there's people that are in the flooring business, but is there a few car ads in there, too? Or?
No, there's no car ads.
Okay.
There are a couple of ads that you would likely find in Better Homes and Gardens magazine, but for the most part, this is supported by the flooring industry.
Okay.
And, the next issue, we're probably going to do some more consumer products advertising, but it will be likely things like vacuum cleaners and maybe Swiffer products and that kind of thing that the consumers would use to clean floors with.
Yeah, once you have a track record established, it's easier to go and talk those other people into maybe spending a little ad dollars with you, right?
You know, the interesting thing about this is when we took this out to market to sell the advertising, a lot of people, particularly in the flooring industry, did really not understand what we were trying to do, even though we tried to explain it to them. And I think they thought it was going to be more of a promo for the World Floor Covering Association.
Right.
And that's not what it is at all.
Now, the consumer is surely not going to pick up the World Floor Coverings book, are they?
Well, you know, we make an attempt in here through our own advertising to direct people to our website.
Oh, you've been doing that for a while. I remember talking to you at, I think it was Surfaces where you were rolling out that program.
Right.
Yeah.
But for the most part, the magazine itself is it is about the category. I mean, what we're trying to do here is what the people who put out electronics magazines and people who put out computer magazines and people who put out vacation magazines do, which is promote their category.
Yeah.
You know, we're all after the same discretionary dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we really feel it's important and necessary to sell the idea that flooring is what makes a beautiful home. And this makes that case very well, I think. It probably makes it better than anything I've ever seen, to be honest. So hopefully the reaction will be that positive. We're trying to drive people into flooring stores, and hopefully this will work.
All right. Well, if I get any emails saying, where can I get one, I'll just forward them on to you.
That's fine. We'd be happy to address that.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, we're about out of time. And Chris, I do appreciate you being with us today, and I can't wait to see this magazine. I think it's a brilliant idea. We've been talking to Chris Davis, who's president of the World Floor Covering Association, about a brand-new consumer magazine all about flooring called Beautiful Flooring. And this is Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.